Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
After seven, that's where the cats all used to meet. They tell me the passers-by were breezy. They took it slow and easy, downright artistic with their feet.
Their attitude was regal. Their shoes were worn spread eagle. They'd pick them up and let them drag. That's how come to see it was to love it. They made a dance out of it.
That peachy keen 13th Street rag.
Some rag!
If it's something you've never seen, go and get you a magazine like the Metronome or the Downbeat. Yes, sirree. Maybe on the Police Gazette there's a picture you ain't seen yet, or a photograph of that town. After seven, they pick them up and let them drag. To see it was to love it. They made a dance out of it.
That peachy keen 13th Street rag, I mean. That keen 13th Street rag.
And that was Johnny Mercer from 1950 with the 13th Street Rag. And he was accompanied by Ben Pollack and his Pick-A-Rib Boys and the musical group The Skylarks. And they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to be listening to a selection of recordings made in the 1940s and 1950s for a particular recording label, and that's the Capitol Recording Label. Well, it went on to become one of the major labels, but we're going to go back a little bit into its early history this morning. It was set up as a recording company in 1942 by, you guessed it, singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer. And it went on, as I mentioned, to become one of the leading record labels in the music field. Well, at this time, and that's, as I said, in the 1940s and 50s, it did feature most of the big names in jazz and popular music. Johnny Mercer conceived the idea, back in the early 40s, of creating a new record label that would be based in the West Coast. And he soon had support for the idea from a couple of friends of his, Glenn Wallace, who was the owner of the biggest record store in Los Angeles at the time, and that was Music City. and from Buddy De Silva, songwriter and movie producer at Paramount Pictures. And they provided backing for the new label. Well, Mercer was, as we know, an experienced songwriter and also, as we've just heard, a singer with a number of records to his name. And he was to run the company and to find the artists, while Glenn Wallach was to run the business side and De Silva provided the financial backing. Well, the first recording session took place in 1942 in the month of April. The label opened its first office in June that year, and on July the 1st, it released its first records, and it was a set of 9 records. And we're going to hear one of them this morning, recorded in June 1942, and one of the, as I said, the first records released by the Capitol label. It's Paul Whiteman, and he's going to bring us, with his orchestra and some folks in the singing side, including Martha Tilton. Song written by Harry Warren and Matt Gordon, I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. And then we'll hear from the lovely voice of Margaret Whiting. Now, she was a bit of a protege of Johnny Mercer, and the daughter, of course, of songwriter Richard Whiting. She worked a lot with Johnny Mercer at the time, and he gave a real start to her career, which went on for many decades. We're going to hear her with a number written by her father, along with Leo Robin and Newell Chase, called My Ideal, recorded in that first year of 1942. And she's accompanied by the orchestra and trumpet of Billy Butterfield. And then staying in the 1940s, we're going to go forward to 1947, to one of the jazz groups that was recording for the label at the time. It's Roy Baduk and his Bobcats, so it's mostly personnel from the Bob Crosby Orchestra. Ray on drums, Nate Kazabir on trumpet, Brad Gowans on trombone, Matthew Matlock on clarinet, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Stan Reitzman on piano, Nappy Lamar on guitar, and Monty Korb on bass. And they're going to bring us a number written by Chris and Trixie Smith called Down in Honky Tonk Town. 3 recordings from the fledgling Capitol label, and we'll start with one of the first, Paul Whiteman, and I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Woo woo, going to Kalamazoo.
My dear.
songs from earlier days. We started out with Paul Whiteman and the recording of I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. After that, we heard Margaret Whiting with Billy Butterfield and My Ideal, and she was one of the first artists with the label. And then we went forward to 1947, Ray Baduc and his Bobcats with Down in Honky Tonk Town. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM and from the University of Ottawa. Well, as I mentioned this morning, we're listening to some recordings made for the early days of the Capitol record label, set up in 1942 by singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer. And as we've heard, the earliest recording artists in the 1940s included the co-owner himself, Johnny Mercer, who we just heard from Margaret Whiting, and Paul Whiteman, also a very famous singer and orchestra that joined them then was Joe Stafford with Paul Weston, her husband Paul Weston, and his orchestra. And she was starting out on her solo career in the 1940s after putting in some time with the orchestra of Tommy Dorsey. Other folks who joined the label in its early days were Les Paul, Les Brown, Benny Goodman, and as we'll hear this morning, Anita O'Day, Kay Starr, and perhaps most famously of all, Nat King Cole. And we're also going to go on into the 1950s and hear from some of the folks who recorded during its second decade, including Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland, the Andrews sisters, Al Martino and Dinah Shore. Quite the hosts, and of course, many, many jazz groups joined the folks in the studio sessions, and we'll hear from, as we have had already, some of those this morning as well. Well, we're going to hear from two of the singers this morning from the 1940s, and we'll hear again from some of the jazz folks who were in the studio. We're going to go now to 1947 and to a really fun singer. I always like this lady. It's Kay Starr. She always sounds so happy and fun to listen to. She's going to bring us a number called Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong. And it's written by J.C. Johnson, Nat Schwartz, and George Whiting. And she's joined by a group led by Dave Cavanaugh, a great tenor saxman. It also includes Red Norvo on vibraphone and Dick Anderson on clarinet. After Kay, we'll hear again from some of the folks from the Bob Crosby Orchestra. This time it's a group led by Nappy Lamar, who was a guitarist. And it has the wonderful name of the Louisiana Levee Loungers. I think that's great. A bit alliterative, but also a fun name. They're going to bring us a jazz standard called At the Jazz Band Ball, written by Edwin Edwards, Nick LaRocca, Anthony Sabarabaro, and Larry Shields. And Nappy's joined in the studio by Wingy Minone on trumpet, Irving Verrett on trombone, Matty Matlock on clarinet. And we'll also hear again from Eddie Miller, tenor sax, Ray Baduc on drums, Nappy on guitar, and Stan Reitzman on piano. And to round out the set, we'll go to 1949, to a young lady who was well on her way to having a fabulous career at that point, after spending some time working with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. And that is Peggy Lee. And her husband, Dave Barber, is a noted guitarist. And he joins her with his quartet on a Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke song called As Long As I'm Dreaming. And we'll start with Kay Starr and Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong.
If your heart's in a spin and you feel you can't win, don't be hasty, take this tasty advice. Don't let your eyes go goo-goo. Don't let your mind go gaga. Don't let yourself get hotcha. Don't let your love go wrong. Don't let the moonlight get you. Don't let a stranger pet you. Don't let a kiss upset you. Don't let your love go wrong. Remember who you're promised to. No matter where or when, you feel a thrill against your will. Count up to ten and be yourself again. Don't let your nerves go ha-ha. Don't let your heart go boom-ba. Don't let your mind go ga-ga. Don't let your love go wrong.
Thank you. in love with me. Did you know that you just kissed me? What a thrill I got. As long as I'm dreaming, why not? If I were just wishing, what good would it do? What chance would I have to wish for you? If you never know I love you, still it works out fine. As long as I'm dreaming, you're mine, you're mine.
K-Star brought us Don't Let Your Love Go Wrong from 1947. We heard from Nappy Lamar and his Louisiana La Vie Loungers from 1945 with the classic At the Jazz Band Ball. And by the way, listeners on Sunday mornings will remember that that was the name of wonderful trad jazz show brought to you for many, many years by our colleague, friend and colleague, Gordon Bennett. And we just heard Peggy Lee and her husband, the Dave Barber Quartet, from 1949 with As Long As I'm Dreaming. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM and from the University of Ottawa. Well, as I mentioned this morning, we're listening to some recordings made for the early days of the Capitol record label, set up in 1942 by singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer. Capitol went on, of course, to become one of the major recording labels and a household name. We're listening to songs from the 1940s and the 1950s, and we just heard three more from the 1940s. Well, as I mentioned, Capitol Labels was co-founded by singer-songwriter Johnny Mercer. And that was in 1942. It quickly found its place amongst the major record labels, bringing popular music and jazz to the fans across the world and certainly across the U.S. And we're going to hear now from two of the stalwarts for the Capitol label. And first of all, we'll hear from Nat King Cole. Well, Nat King Cole formed his piano trio in the late 1930s, himself on piano, Oscar Moore on guitar, and Wesley Prince on bass. Well, the trio signed with the fledgling Capitol Records in 1943, and Nat stayed with the recording company for the rest of his career. And indeed, his record sales fueled much of the success of the label during the 1940s and 1950s. And they're even said to have played a significant role in financing the famous Capitol Records building on Hollywood and Vine in Los Angeles. It was completed in 1956 and was the first circular office building in the world. And it actually became known as the house that Nat built. Well, we're here, Nat King Cole and his trio from 1956. The song written by Vernon Duke and Yip Harburg called What Is There to Say. And then we'll hear from another very famous singer who recorded with several labels, including Capitol, and that's Frank Sinatra. He signed with Capitol in 1952. He, of course, started out singing with the Dorsey Band in the early 40s and spent about a decade with the Columbia label. Well, he joined Capitol in 1952 and stayed with them for the rest of the 1950s. And while he was there, he was able to work with a number of very talented arrangers and music directors such as Gordon Jenkins, Billy May, And also the orchestra we'll hear them with this morning, and that's the one led by Nelson Riddle. And they'll bring us a number from 1955 with Frank Sinatra, by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, called It Never Entered My Mind. Two more songs from the Capitol label, and we'll hear from Nat King Cole and then Frank Sinatra.
What is there to say? And what is there to do? The dream I've been seeking has, practically speaking, come true. What is there to say? And how will I pull through? I knew in a moment contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. So livable. Your beauty is just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at, and words to that effect. So, what is there to say? And what is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. Playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun, and
order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself. Now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd say a lonely prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my head again. It never entered my mind.
Frank Sinatra from 1955 with It Never Entered My Mind. And we also heard from Nat King Cole and his trio with What Is There to Say from 1956. Two of the many singers who recorded for the Capitol label, and that's what we're celebrating this morning. One of the great recording labels of the 20th century and well into the 21st. We're listening to some of the early recordings starting in 1942 when the record label was founded. Well, Capitol was the first West Coast label that competed with RCA Victor, Columbia, and Decca. And those three were based in New York. And Capitolists had started up in Los Angeles and pretty well stayed there. But it had a second studio in New York and also sent mobile equipment around the country. Well, by 1946, Capitol had sold 42 million records. And it was one of the big six record labels in the country. Capitol itself was acquired in 1955 by the British record company EMI. And in 2012, its recording operations were taken over by Universal Music Group. So we're now going to move to the 1950s. And we'll hear the lovely trumpet of Bobby Hackett on the next one. Series of solo sessions. Well, solo trumpet. He had lots of accompaniment on these sessions. The song is called Wonderful One, and it's written by Paul Whiteman and Ferd Groffay. And then we'll hear from a very familiar pair to listeners of the show, and that's Harry James and Helen Forrest, the Sammy Kahn Julie Stein number. It's been a long, long time, and they got together in 1955 in the Capitol Studios, and that's what we'll hear. And then we'll go to 1950 to a very fine orchestra led by clarinetist and alto sax player Woody Herman. And they're going to bring us a number written by Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington, a beautiful number called The Nearness of You. And we'll hear now from Bobby Hackett and Wonderful One. Thank you.
Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know. Just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice. Kiss me once again. It's been a long time.
And we have two more recordings for you this morning from the early days of the Capitol label. We'll hear from Anita O'Day with I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me from 1945.
Yesterday you came my way. When you smiled at me, in my heart I felt a thrill. You see that it was love at sight, and I was right to love you as I do. Still I never dreamed that you could love me too. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too, I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. For I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. After all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Eyes of blue, kisses too, I never knew what they could do. Can't believe that you're in love with me. Telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. Can't believe that you're in love with me. For I have always placed you far up above me. I just can't imagine that you love me. I'm the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me. No, and after all is said and done, to think that I'm the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Well, we're coming to the end of I've Heard That Song Before for another week. And I do hope you enjoyed the music today. I hope you'll join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. Do please stay with us because Randy will be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And we have one more song for you this morning. The wonderful group, the Capitol Jazzmen, from 1944 with Clam Bake in B flat.
Mm-hmm.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.